Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Kingdom Prayers Part 5. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I have just read from the New English Translation. Rhoda was now 30 years old and still unmarried. Her mother constantly reminded her that time was running out, saying things like, "You're almost past the flower of your age." Friends and family often added to the pressure, offering unsolicited advice or pitying glances. But Rhoda had learned the secret of handling anxiety, taking everything to God in prayer. Each time worry tried to creep into her heart, she would spend time in prayer, pouring out her concerns to the Lord and thanking Him for His goodness. As she did this, a deep peace always replaced her fears. Instead of being weighed down by anxiety, Rhoda radiated joy and confidence. She became known for her cheerful and calm demeanor, even in the face of life's challenges. This inner peace and positivity made her personality magnetic. It was this quality that caught the attention of Chuka, a successful and God-fearing businessman. Chuka had seen many accomplished women, but something about Rhoda stood out. Her joy and unshakable peace drew him in. He later admitted, "I wanted the joy I saw in her to be part of my home." He eventually asked her to marry him, and their union became a testimony of God's faithfulness. Anxiety and heaviness are spiritual weights that hinder the flow of God's grace and blessings. That's why the Lord commands us to be anxious for nothing. The best way to overcome anxiety is through consistent prayer and thanksgiving. When we truly trust God with our concerns, His peace, one that defies human understanding, will fill our hearts and minds. One way to know you've prayed through is when the anxiety in your heart is replaced by God's peace. It's a sign that you've surrendered the matter into His capable hands. Go into today determined to live a life that radiates the joy and peace of the Lord. Ask Him to help you cast all your cares on Him, knowing He cares for you. Psalm 55, verse 22. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Haggai chapters 1 to 2. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Haggai chapters 1 to 2.
The Book of Haggai. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
These people say, "The time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house."
Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai.
"Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it."
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
"Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored,"
says the Lord.
"You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why?"
declares the Lord Almighty.
"Because of my house, which remains a ruin while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands.
Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people.
I am with you,
declares the Lord.
So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai.
Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priest what the law says. If a person carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, olive oil, or other food, does it become consecrated?
The priests answered,
no.
Then Haggai said,
if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled?
Yes,
the priests replied.
It becomes defiled.
So it is with this people and this nation in my sight,
declares the Lord.
Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. Now give careful thought to this. From this day on, consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20.
I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail. Yet you did not return to me,
declares the Lord.
From this day on, from this 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. From this day on, I will bless you.
The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month.
Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah,
that I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. Horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his comrade. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.